I've no idea where the money came from. And when you're that age, it doesn't matter, does it? We just enjoyed it when we could. And then it'd be gone. And then we'd be broke again. I'll always remember him sitting in his deck chair, Panama hat on his head, glass of beer in one hand, and his glass eye in the other. That was his favourite trick. You know, the first night I came down here, I stood on them railings there and I looked down into the sea and I thought, I'm a failure. I failed. I don't deserve to be happy. I don't deserve anything. And I looked down into the swell and I almost jumped.
There is a county in the west of England, not so widely known, but which is nevertheless very dear to those who know it well. I could say it was always peaceful here, that birds praise the day and that the good folk of this county live in harmony from year to year. But that would not be gospel.
He had on them green Y-fronty things, which I thought were a bit young for someone who's retired. I said, should I touch him? She said, well, you can if you want, but he's dead. I've been sitting here looking at him for an hour. I said, his pants are on back to front. She said, oh, that's me. I thought I'd better put them on before I fetch someone in. I said, did he bang his head, do you think? She said, oh, no, I shot him. I've put the gun away in the sideboard. She died on the very night he proposed. Oh, look, this is weird. I've never spoken to anyone about this. Why am I telling you? It was just one of those freaky things, you know, an aneurysm or something. She was only 21. Simon was devastated. Temper is an awful thing, isn't it? I never lose my temper with anyone, although it seems I often lose my way. But still, I'm here. I do hope I haven't upset your evening. I mean, I hope we didn't have plans. Do you live near here? I mean, do you have far to go? I can't believe anyone would live around here. There's not another building for miles, just a dirty track and one building. What would you do? When they were discovered, he was all contrition. He swayed my heart to forgive him. He made such promises that I could not let him go. But still, the worm of doubt lingers. I need him to see what I will become, what we all become. For just a moment, I almost shouted, Ted, phone! And half expected him to walk into the room. And then it all came flooding back again. Oh, it still takes me by surprise. They asked to speak to Mr. Edward Morton. I told him they could, if they had a shovel.